Final score, Merrimack defeats St. Lawrence by the score of 5-2, and they pick up two wins on the weekend. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, this was just like Friday night, I think, another battle, especially the way this game went along. It was, you know, despite the final score, it was close right up until the end. You guys had to battle, really, especially in the third period, to be able to pull this one out.
Yeah, no, I thought they kind of carried the play early in the game, even though the shots didn't reflect that. But they had much better opportunities than we did. I thought in the second half of the game, particularly in the third period, we got our sea legs underneath us, if you will, and started playing it with a little bit more emotion off of the puck, which got us the puck back. You know, we were fortunate. You know, our goaltender played really well, and he gave us a chance to come back in the third period and play our best period of the weekend. And it was important because that's a good team. They're hard to play against, and they're physical, you know, and they really make it hard to get up and down the rink. And I was impressed with the way they played, but I was really happy with our third.
Second period there, you know, you guys had several power plays in the first few minutes of the period, one carrying over, then you got another couple of power plays, not able to score, had the momentum at that point, but then I think not scoring probably kind of tipped it back in their favor. St. Lawrence able to get on the board and take the lead at 1-0. It seemed like, you know, maybe things are going against you at that point, but then you have a big play, Capone makes the play, really, I think, several plays on the shorthand, but at the tail end of that penalty kill to be able to get the puck and then eventually find Dylan O'Brien for a goal, and that really gave you guys a lot of life at that point.
Oh, it's huge. You know, when you power play, especially early in a period, you get the good ice and you're not successful. I don't care how much you work it, how much possession you have. You don't score. You know, it's natural for the bench and the guys that were, you know, human nature for them to get a little bit down and hang their head. Fortunately, our penalty kill has been really good, and it was good again tonight. Maddie made a big play, and then obviously Devlin put it away like he scored 50 of them, and I think it was his first. But it was a great rip, and it was good to see.
You know, several plays, Capone made. He had only the 1 point tonight. He had the highlight reel goal on Friday. I thought he might have had a better game tonight, especially with what he did away from the puck and being able to create chances and turnovers and what have you, killing penalties and so on. The things that he did tonight really seem to key you guys to the win.
But he brings a lot of energy all the time, but tonight his energy on the rink was really positive for us. And I think his line, Philip Forsmark and Michael Cetera, they play well together, they move the puck, they're all, you know, skilled, but they're willing to play hard. And Maddie plays hard, and Philip plays hard, you know, and Michael's getting there. And what that's done is it's created opportunities for them to get pucks back and giving them pucks in really good parts of the ice. But Matt was dominant on the dot tonight, and he was just, it's big. That line started with possession most of the time because of Matt and the faceoff dot. So hopefully he can continue to do that, and Michael and Philip can continue to play how they're playing. That would be a huge positive for us because they seem to have some good chemistry, and they're creating a lot of stuff. Every time they're on the rink, I feel like we might get a scoring opportunity.
Well, what is it that's changed for him on the in the circle this year? Because last year you guys had some struggles, but this year it really seems to be, you know, he's stepped up to another level in that regard. Is it something he's worked on? What has it been?
You know, I think he did work on it this summer, but I think he's also much stronger. He had a really good summer physically. He's much stronger, so he's not getting. You can't really outmuscle him. He's getting very good leverage on it. So he wins a lot of pucks to his forehand, which is unusual. But he's able to do it because he has a very good stick. But, you know, I think he's just done a really good job of getting ready for the faceoffs. He wants to play center, and he wants to play center in the big situations. And in that situation, you got to be able to win the draw, and he's been doing that.
Yeah, he had at least one chance right off the draw where he just wanted ahead and had a quick scoring chance. But another guy tonight, he was the number one star, but we also had him as the Warrior of the Game, scored his first goal of the year. Back in the lineup this weekend, Trevor Greibel, again, you know, defensive, and I thought the defensive core as a whole really strong, but having him back in the lineup this weekend really helped.
Yeah, you know, it was a huge difference. You know, he skates so well. And it was funny, I said to him on the bench when he went downhill and then the goal, I remember the one he got last year, very similar late in the year, big goal for us. When he's playing with confidence, which I think he has right now, it's really big boost to our defense, and we need it. You know, we need it because of, you know, the guys who aren't there. But the guys who are there are doing a great job, and that makes us a better hockey team. And so I'm really excited for where his game's at, but I thought our whole group played pretty well. You know, we turned some pucks over in the back end, but at the same time, I thought, like, you know, the Trevor and Denny and Adam Arvidsson, they all played pretty well, and they all moved it pretty intelligently and kept it simple. You have to keep it simple against that team because of the way they forecheck. So they managed the game and managed the puck well for us, and that was a key.
Another guy, his first goal for you guys at least, Michael Cetera. So nice play for him to be able to get that goal too.
I've seen him do that about 120 times in practice. Like, he just, you know, he's bearing down like that. He's really good at finishing, and he's talented, and he knows he's getting an opportunity here. He's playing with two really good hockey players, and he knows that. So it's been a real benefit for us to have him, and I think he's going to be a dynamite player for us.
You guys took the lead at 4-1. They were able to get back, you know, no quitting there in their, on their bench to be able to get back at 4-2, and it was pretty much a battle from that point there on. But getting the power play and being able to get that, even though it's an empty net goal, empty net power play goal, you know, I know power play is probably one of the areas you guys want to see improve, but did that help you guys, you think, a bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we certainly want the power play to continue to grow. I've been, for the most part, really happy with the power play because I think we have played fast. We've created some great opportunities. We haven't scored. We scored two tonight, obviously, with the open net, but two of them tonight. But I think we might have had eight grade A chances, yeah. You know, and we did a really nice job in the power play for the most part. But it's it is a focal point for our team to continue to improve and grow. And, you know, we went to Arizona and obviously didn't have success, and they did. And they have a dynamite power play, and ours should be the similar, you know, because we have the pieces, and I think we're starting to grow with it.
Mark earlier, three assists tonight. One of them did come on the empty net, but still a couple of nice plays on the other goals. And, you know, another guy who seems to be getting better, you know, better last year than the year before, better this year than last year, and so on.
Yeah, I know. Mark is he's really playing well right now. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence. And it's not like he ever didn't have confidence, but I think he just is feeling it a little bit. And he's excited about getting the puck. And he's playing with Mac Welcher, who Mac pushes the energy of every player that plays with him because he's going to play with so much. And that's really good for Mark. You know, they played together last year a ton, and that was why. Because I just thought that Mac could pull him, you know, his game out of him, and he has. And Mark's made us a lot better hockey team right now because even today we had three centers that you know, had experience and all could play. And Brady Hunter did a nice job as well, and doesn't have a lot of experience, but played well, I thought. But Mark's a player that could be a difference maker, and he's growing into that. And I think his game will continue to grow.
Tyler Young, is he banged up? Didn't see him on the bench in the third period. How's he doing?
No, he got hurt in the second period, and you know, it's kind of a wait and see to the doc in the morning. You know, we really can't afford that right now just because of the other guys that are out. But he's had a great start, and that's what's so frustrating for him and for us is he's been one of our better players for four straight games, and he's made things happen. He's physical, plays with a ton of energy, and he brings a lot of energy to the bench. So it's difficult, you know, right now, but we're hopeful that it's nothing serious, and we'll know more probably tomorrow or Tuesday. But at the same time, we just want him to get better and get back because he's going to be an important piece.
And finally, so you'll go into the next week's Hockey East opener against Northeastern, but coming off of, you know, you had last weekend the two games where you thought maybe you deserved a better fate, but didn't, and then this weekend you come home and you get a couple of wins where it's tough to beat either of these teams anytime, but to beat both of them back-to-back is even harder. Have to imagine that the feelings are a little bit better, a little more positive than after last weekend.
Oh, for sure. You know, last weekend, I think the whole team was down because it was two games that was very winnable. We were in a great place. I thought we played really well. At times, I thought we were dominant in those games. And not getting anything for that is hard. But coming back here, playing these two teams, both teams on a one-game weekend, we were on a two-game weekend. That was, you know, my concern halfway through the game was, did we even have the energy? But we did, and we came out of it and played well. But I thought that our effort was great the whole game. Our effectiveness was not, and the second half it was. So it's certainly getting those two W's. And that game today was a game that easily could have gotten away from us, and it might have 2 years ago. But we found a way to win it, and that just makes us a better team.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. Go enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and best of luck next weekend against Northeastern.
Thanks, Mike. We'll need a little bit of it, I'm sure.